This is The Morning Routine with Dr. Daryl Jones. Morning Routine is a daily devotional podcast for those who are raising, educating, and growing the next generation.
Well, how's it going? You doing okay? You're running good on time. I'm here just your little helper in the car, riding shotgun with you. Reading from Jonah chapter 1. You keep your eyes on the road there. Jonah chapter 1, verses 15 through 17. So they picked up Jonah and hurled him into the sea, and the sea ceased from its raging. Then the men feared the Lord exceedingly, and they offered a sacrifice to the Lord and made vows. And the Lord appointed a great fish to swallow up Jonah. And Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights. Have you ever imagined the opportunity to meet famous men and women of the Bible someday in eternity? Imagine being one of those well-known people. What would it be like to encounter others who perhaps only know those one or two short experiences that you had? Imagine being Jonah. And how many one-liners will he endure forever? Yes, 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 I'm that Jonah. Yes, I know there's something fishy about me. Ha ha. You're really funny. I've never heard that one before. I'm sure glad I get to spend eternity with you, funny guy. Yeah, well, today's text is a turning point for Jonah. After departing on a ship the opposite way that God had instructed him to go, a storm comes upon he and his shipmates. After some discussion, Jonah confessed the storm was because of his disobedience and told the others to throw him overboard. Of course, when they do, the sea grows calm. The experience literally put the fear of God in those left on the boat. But Jonah? God wasn't through with Jonah. Notice how the passage unfolds. The Lord appointed a great fish to swallow up Jonah. And Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights. Now, don't miss this. Jonah thought when they threw him in the sea, he would drown there, dying a miserable rebel. But God saved Jonah by having a fish swallow him up. If we were God, perhaps it would be recorded that God appointed a great fish to eat Jonah for lunch and then appointed another prophet to do the work that Jonah wouldn't do. But thankfully, we're not God. God would yet see Jonah preach to the people Jonah hated, fulfilling the task from which he was running. And Jonah understood the great fish not to be a punishment from God, but salvation from God. And as far as being vomited from the fish onto the shore, let me remind you, as horrible as that may sound, it was not the only way out of the fish's belly. Yeah, in fact, unless God intervenes, well, I'm sure Jonah understood being vomited from the great fish to be a real blessing for sure. You know what? Let's ask him someday. For today, thank the Lord for his salvation, even in unexpected ways, and for the fact that he does not give up on us. Well, that's all for today. Now, why do I have a hankering to go make a tuna sandwich for lunch?
You've been listening to The Morning Routine, brought to you by the Herzog Foundation and hosted by its president, Dr. Daryl Jones. For more information, please visit herzogfoundation.com. To receive The Morning Routine as a daily email, sign up at morningroutinepodcast.com. See you in the morning.